It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Hi, folks. This is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in for our outdoor show today. Today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. Hoffpower Polaris down in Goldthwaite, Texas. The phone number down there is toll-free, 866-522-8793. The website is hpolaris.com. They have a full line of Polaris off-road vehicles and parts. And also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights, maker of night lights that mount on your bow, rifle, or shotgun. The website is sniperhawglights.com. Folks, I think today would be a great time to talk about getting set up and getting started in bow hunting. Bow hunting has changed so much in the past couple of decades. Equipment has changed so much. There was a time when I really seriously started shooting a bow and getting ready to hunt about 20 years ago where I had 6 months and I shot almost every day. No kidding. I probably spent 15 to 30 minutes shooting almost every day getting ready for bow season. But today, I venture to say within 3 months, a person can gain the archery skills to hunt probably a lot faster than that. Most people can start shooting a good group in a day or so with the proper training and having a bow technician set them up right. Well, today our guest is a longtime friend of mine, Mark Bellette. Now, Mark set up my first bow about 20 years ago, and I did kill a buck on Mark's ranch on my second hunt after a bunch of practice. But we want to talk bow hunting and getting started in archery with Mark Bellette today. Mark, are you with us this morning, bud?
I'm here, Luke. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Sorry to keep you waiting so long, but I wanted to paint the stage there for let people know that what our topic is. And the truth is, Mark, you can take a person maybe that's never seen a bow into your bow shop. I've seen you do it, and help them choose a bow that's suited for them, set the bow up for them, and take them out to the range, and in a matter of actually minutes at close yardages, you can have them shooting a group, can't you?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And a lot of these people remember the older days when the equipment was a little harder to shoot and not, you know, quite up to what they are now, struggle with the bows. I think people are really surprised and amazed how easy it is to shoot them nowadays, and within, like you said, 5 or 10 minutes, they're holding the group, sometimes even up to 40 and 50 yards.
That's true. Well, you know, Mark, I shoot the Darton bows, and in your bow shop you have all kind of different bows, but you kind of led me to Darton bows a few years ago, and the fact is when you get into a bow shop with someone like yourself, choose a bow that fits you first, and one that's pretty much forgiving of little things that you might do inaccurately. You know, when there's certain techniques that you don't know when you first start shooting a bow, you don't know. It's not second nature for you not to grip the bow and torque it and things like that. All that kind of comes as you learn more about it. But once you get the bow that suits a particular individual, his arm length and all, and then the draw weight, and you set it up properly, that's basically, it sounds simple, but it's really, really important to have everything that fits, isn't it?
It is, and the bow needs to fit properly, and then also you can match someone's skill level to the bow. That's, you know, the different models, and like you said, ease of shooting. The more experience you have, you may go to more technical bows that are a little bit harder to shoot, but you also gain some of your speed and some of your accuracy with them.
That's true. Well, I've noted one thing that I've noticed right off the bat, the newer bows, well, the Darton, for instance, this one that I happen to know a little bit about, the 3800 model Darton, very smooth bow, but it's also extremely fast. Bow speed, arrow speed, is something too that I'd like you to touch on. You know, 60 pounds now for a bow, or I would say maybe 55, 58 pounds now sends an arrow faster than bows that were pulling 70 pounds not that many years ago. That's a pretty true statement, don't you think?
Oh, you're absolutely right. The bows are just so fast now that it's actually hard to make some of them shoot slow enough for the tournament speeds. We had to turn the one model you're talking about, the Darton 3800, down to 51 pounds just to reach 290 feet per second.
So to compete in the tournaments, it has to be 290 or less, right?
They have the 290 with a little bit of variance, but the guys are trying to make their bows match it. And we're always looking for speed for hunting and whatnot, and these guys are trying to slow them down to make the tournaments.
Yeah. Well, that 3800, say, for instance, and this is just, you know, just a rough idea, but the ones that you have checked, the 3800 Dartons, what do they, at 60 pounds, what kind of speed do they usually have just out of the box, you know?
Out of the box, they're over 300 feet per second, pretty easy. You know, some of them vary on the different models. The last one I know that's on top of my mind was a 3800 at 70 pounds, and it was shooting 336 and 337 consistently.
That is unbelievable. So back to getting started in archery, Mark, a beginner, and I guess a lot of this would vary with the strength of the shooter, et cetera. But the truth is, 20 years ago, if you weren't pulling around 70 pounds, if you were a grown man, well, you know, you just weren't in it for hunting. But now, I really, truthfully, my bow is set. You've got it set up right there around, I don't know, 58, close to 60 pounds, and it's very easy to pull. But I don't think I'd have any trouble or any doubt hunting whitetail deer or wild hogs using a fixed blade broadheads with a 50-pound bow today. I think they're doing just about what some of the higher poundage bows 20 years ago did, you know?
Absolutely. And the arrows, the bows are doing so well today as far as arrow speed compared to what they used to. And, you know, we're talking about men shooting 50 and 55 pounds. 55 is a very common weight I set them up at. But we have a lot of women and a lot of kids that are shooting bows and having no problems with deer or hogs at poundages in the 40s.
Well, your daughter, when I was down there, I did an article for Extreme Hog Hunter magazine. I needed some more pictures, night pictures. And Megan, your daughter, she shot, you know, completely through a boar at, I don't know, around 20 yards. And what was her bow pulling, Mark? Not a whole lot, you know?
Her bow's right around 50 pounds,
yeah.
And you're right, the arrow on the ground, the other side of the pig.
Yeah, I mean, so that might help a lot of our listeners that thought, well, I want to shoot a compound, but, I, you know, pulling 70 pounds is just a little bit much, and it is for a lot of us, but, you know, you don't have to do it anymore. You can crank down to 50, 55, and, you know, you're really quite ready to go. Now, granted, maybe if you're hunting, making 40-yard shots on caribou or something where you 50 yards, they do shoot that far out in a lot of the open country. You want to get as much as you can. But for hunting in Texas, I feel very comfortable with 50 pounds. Mark, about broadheads, I know Megan, your daughter, she shot hers with an interlock fixed blade. You see a lot of animals harvested there, killed on your place, B&C Outfitters down there in Trinity County. Course of a year, there's no telling how many deer and hogs and exotics that are taken there on your place. There's a place for mechanical broadheads. Mechanical broadheads, this is just my opinion, but I've been around two. But mechanicals, actually the first deer I killed hunting with you years ago was a mechanical broadhead, and it worked really well. But mechanicals have their place, and fixed broadheads, a lot of people are just sold on strictly fixed broadheads, but it's kind of a personal choice. But I mean, on your ranch, seeing a lot of game harvested, you've seen, what's your take on that, Mark? Do you have a preference, or how do you feel about that?
I'm actually very happy with both mechanicals and fixed bladed. There are some of the mechanicals that I think are better than others. And on the fixed-bladed, I think there's some that fly better than others. But as far as the a rule of mechanicals not working as good or fixed not as good, I think with the right broadhead, either one of them work very well.
And, you know, put in the right place, in the right spot when you hit the animal, you know, a bad shot is a bad shot. But sometimes the bad shot with the right broadhead will even, say, a shot that's high or too far back or whatever, if you've got a good broadhead that does its job, I mean, you can still recover the game, right?
You're absolutely right there. The better broadheads will take a mediocre shot and make it to where you find the animal. And where some of the other broadheads, you know, you may not get the same result.
True. Now, this is a little bit technical, but it's the way I look at things. I'm old school, and I shot mechanicals. I started hunting with mechanicals, and I still usually use mechanicals with the compound bows. But I want this to happen. I want to be able to put a field point in my quiver and say I want to use a fixed blade. I want that fixed blade, and I want the field point, and if I put a mechanical in there, I want them to fly very close to the same point of impact, out to 30 yards. I don't want to have to shoot a field point and then readjust a lot for a broadhead. I've had that happen, and I didn't like that in the past. In other words, had to reset the sights on the bow to shoot broadheads. But there are broadheads out there now. Interlock makes one called a carbon tuner, where you can take a little Allen set wrench and adjust the blades to perfectly match the vanes on your arrow, which aerodynamically, I mean, that's got to make a difference, and it does. The ones that I've shot fly just like my field points, you know, and just like the mechanicals. So to me, it's important to be able to switch around and have them all fly to the same point of impact, Mark.
You're right, and like you said, there are broadheads out there that you can do that. And when you deal with a pro shop or an archery shop, those people can generally point you in that direction.
Mm-hmm. That's a big, big plus. Well, Mark, people that want to get started in bow hunting, hogs are an awesome first animal. I don't hold a hog in any less esteem or higher esteem than I do a white-tailed deer. I mean, they're an animal, and they're I look at them as game animals, and pretty tasty ones at that. So, but they do make a good first animal to hunt because they are stalkable, and you can get them in close with some bait usually. So now's the time to get set up with your shooting. You know, get you a bow and get ready to go with that. And then in a matter of a month or so, with good practice, you can get out there and enjoy a hog hunt, couldn't you?
Yeah, enjoy the hog hunt. We can hunt them year-round. Just like the last time you were up here, there were hogs at every feeder. It's what a great animal to hunt with a bow.
Oh, yeah, and Megan's little boar will be some very, very, make some good fajitas or barbecued pulled pork, you name it. Mark, we're about out of time. I really do appreciate you being with us. I would like you to leave your website down in Trinity County near Crockett, folks, is where Mark's ranch is, and he's got a nice little lodge down there. It's very clean and a good place, a fun place to go hunt. How can they contact you, Mark?
You can reach me at easttexasexotics.com, and it'll take you to BNC Outfitters. You can also call me at 936-544-0882.
Well, thank you, Mark, and we'll get you back again and talk some more bow hunting. How about it?
Sounds good, Luke. Take care.
Okay. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. That website is biggame.com. Hoff Power Polaris down in Goldthwaite, Texas. That website is hpolaris.com. The phone number down there, toll-free, is 866-522-8793. And also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. Sniper, HAWGLIGHTS.com. Make sure and tune in next week. At this time, we'll have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.